Baby. Baby, are you awake? You are? Okay, awesome. Okay, yeah. I mean, no, I can't sleep. I know it's 4 a.m. I don't know, I didn't wake you up, right? No, you're already you're already awake. Okay, cool. I'm sorry, I can't sleep. It's just, the cars keep passing by. Who the fuck is even up at this time? Like, it's a Sunday. You guys just stay in and sleep with your loved ones and, you know, hopefully they will make you pancakes naked. I don't know. Yes, that was a hint, baby. That was a hint. Yeah, are you gonna? Can you? Okay. You see, like, that loud-ass truck. Where is it going? Who does it belong to? Can I maybe possibly yell at them? No, I shouldn't do that? No, I know I wouldn't. It's just, it's so annoying. I've just been, messing around on Reddit because I'm so bored. And I've gone through the front page like 9 times already. There's nothing new popping up, so I'm bored as shit. I don't know, I just wanted to talk to you. I know you've been coming home late from work, so I don't know, I like talking to you even if it's at 4 in the morning. What do I have on my mind? A lot of stuff is just kind of floating around because it's 4 a.m. and I'm very, very tired. But, yeah. I know we haven't had time to ask, like, our random little questions. So, what's been stuck in your head lately? Like a song. Clearwater Revival? Is that what it is? The doo doo doo. Yeah, that one? it's because I was playing it. Oh. Is that why you... Oh, that makes sense. That totally does make sense. Oh, God. I just make songs get stuck in your head. They get stuck in your head because what? Oh, because of my little performances. Look, if I want to pretend to be John Fogerty, if I want to pretend to be him, or if I want to pretend to be Freddie Mercury, I will do it, okay? Because my impressions are awesome. I know. Oh, what's been stuck in my head? It's that song from, like, the mid-2000s. I don't even fucking remember when the song came out. The band name is really... The Yeah Yeah Yes. That's, it's by them. Maps. That's what it's called. And that's like, wait, they don't love you like I love you. Wait, they don't love you like I love you. Maps, wait, they don't love you like I love you. I was just looking for an excuse to sing I love you. You know what? You're totally right. I was. Because I do. Because I love you. I love all of you. Yeah, it still feels, it still feels weird admitting that I love you. Because you know how stubborn I am and how closed off I can be. It was worth it. The wait was worth it, really. I'm worth it. You're so... God, you're just so amazing, baby. Okay. I'm going to list all of the reasons why I love you, and hopefully that'll help me go to sleep. Okay, number one, you make diggity dope pancakes. Like, the best that I've ever had. I'm pretty sure your pancakes are channeling some higher power because I feel blessed every time I eat them, you know? It's like going to church, but it's food. Our church is full of pancakes and various breakfast foods. That's my equivalent of church, eating a really big breakfast on Sunday with the man that I love. Yes, and our dog. Okay, your pancakes, number one. It's not like the number one reason, it's just the first reason. Okay, you get it. I don't need to ramble. That's cool. God. God, why is the street so noisy at this hour? It's late. It's 4, it's 3. I don't know. I don't want to get my phone. I know it's late. Number two. You have the warmest eyes. Like, I know that's such a weird description of them, but they're just so full of all your kindness and your, I don't know, like, whenever I look at you, I'm just like, god damn. I don't know, I feel, whenever I make eye contact, I still fucking get butterflies, and it's just, yeah. We're just gonna look at each other, so you can keep giving me butterflies. Okay, buddy, I'm gonna need to blink one of these days, so how about we just tone it down a little bit. I'm gonna go back to cuddling underneath your chin, right there, because your pecs are my pillows. Hell yeah. Number two, you have the most incredible smile. You do, which is so cute. Actually, that's not a reason why I love you. I mean, I love these things about you. Okay, number two, because you are so kind. You're just, I don't know, a lot of the dudes that I've been with, yes, dudes, yes, I'm always gonna talk like a 15-year-old valley girl, totally. Make fun of me again and the accent will get worse, just try me. That's what I thought, buddy, that's what I thought. So kind. Most of the dudes I've dated or have fooled around with are just, you know, they're closed off or they're just, I don't know, but they're not kind. They were cynical. They were just so done with the world, but you're kind and I love that about you. I love your kindness. I love that you're so patient. So is that, have you always been that way, or was that just for me? Yeah, you know what, buddy? I'm having a real hard time believing that you learned to be patient for me. Yeah, watch. I'm gonna make some calls tomorrow, and watch. I'm gonna ask around and be like, hey, has he always been this way? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. You've always been patient. Okay. And I really, really appreciate that because, you know, I'm so closed off and still very scared about this whole thing. What am I scared of? That I'm not good enough for you? No? That was the wrong answer? Okay. Well, I mean, I do feel like that, but I don't know. It's like my love for you just kind of squishes all my insecurities out. It just kind of cancels them out. I don't know. I think what I'm most scared of is losing you. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. Oh, okay. More reasons. I love that you tried so hard to get on my dog's good side. Because you know how much I love him. You tried so goddamn hard to get him to like you. And I mean, it worked. But oh my god, I'm pretty sure he gained at least a couple pounds because you would always bribe him with treats. How do I know about that? Do you really think that I wouldn't notice the bag of empty dentist sticks or friggin' bully sticks in my trash? Are you kidding me? You are so bad at it. I could see you feeding him his fancy jerky underneath the table when we would eat. Did you think I'd not know? I saw and I thought it was cute. I love how you pay attention to all these little details. Like, you know, no one's really ever asked me what my favorite ice cream is. Or actually, they don't really know. You know, my favorite ice cream. You like how I like my burritos. You know how I... Actually, you know what kind of yarn I like? Oh, you like that I have old lady hobbies? They're not old lady hobbies, D-bag. I made you a sweater for Christmas, and that was super, super... What's the word? Wasn't helpful, god damn it. I don't know, but you appreciated the shit out of it. So, stick my tongue out again. If I stick my tongue out again, you're gonna just grab it? Okay, I'm not gonna do that, because that's gross. I don't know if you washed your hands. Dude, I don't know if you've been scratching your butt all night, so. I haven't even been numbering these reasons, huh? Yeah, I'm tired. I love that you're the perfect... Okay, we're gonna get physical. My reasons are gonna get physical or not. We are going to get physical like Olivia Newton-John. That's not what's gonna happen, buddy. It's almost 5 a.m. Oh my god, it's almost 5 a.m. Okay. I love that you are the perfect height for snuggling and that my head fits perfectly underneath your chin and that I can use your pecs as pillows. Yeah, I like tracing designs just all over your skin. It's fun. You have really soft skin. Oh, you've been using my lotion. Oh. I like the way your eyes crinkle when you think of something funny. I like the little rapid twitch your nose does when you're about to sneeze. I do it too. No, buddy. I do it more ridiculous. Trust me. Yours is like cute and almost unnoticeable. I look like my nose is about to like just twitch itself off my face. I have such a... I have a cute sneeze. I sound like Pikachu with allergies. Or I sound like... I don't know. Or I sound like a freaking air traffic controller that's been like smoking cigarettes every day of his 40-year career. That was an oddly specific metaphor, simile, comparison, whatever. It's 5 a.m., baby. I'm not gonna think about the difference between a metaphor and a simile. I'm rambling again, huh? Yeah. I love all the little bits and pieces that make you, you. I love everything about you, and I still can't believe how lucky I am to have you. Yeah. Okay. I'm almost positive that it's super closer to 5 a.m. So, I'm very, very tired now. And I think we should try to go to sleep. And I would appreciate it if you could cook me pancakes tomorrow, because now, or not tomorrow, later, because I really, really want some pancakes right now. I mean, we could go to Denny's, but your pancakes are better. I love you so much, baby. I'm so lucky. I'm so glad that I have you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. Okay, now we're gonna go to sleep for real. Okay. I love you.